With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Another of those short-term spending bills is set for President Biden's signature after clearing Congress. We'll keep the government running into March. Texas GOP Congressman Chip Roy says we're spending more money we don't have. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell signs on to a document supporting former President Trump's battle to stay on the Colorado ballot.
McConnell and some 40 other GOP senators signed the amicus brief supporting Trump in his ballot case before the Supreme Court. The brief was jointly filed by Senator Ted Cruz and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise. He told reporters the Colorado Supreme Court has, quote, no authority to remove President Trump from the ballot in the 2024 presidential election. He calls on the Supreme Court to reverse what he calls this disastrous decision. Bob Agner reporting.
Finally, Hunter Biden agrees to a closed-door deposition before two House committee is part of the impeachment inquiry targeting President Biden, the deposition set for February 28th. It is a challenging morning commute across parts of the Midwest and the East as winter storms spread snow across a wide area. Some of the biggest cities on the East Coast, including Washington, Baltimore, and Philadelphia, watching the snow start to pile up. The snow will not stop today's March for Life in Washington, D.C. The American Life League's Hugh Brown says the fight continues because abortion is not going away.
We could outlaw abortion tomorrow. It's not going to stop it. Right? We have to build a culture of life by being better, by bearing witness, and being fearless in the face of this evil.
Today's 51st annual March for Life is the second march since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, sending the abortion issue back to the states to decide. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 143 points, NASDAQ futures 114 points higher. This is SRN News. A Christian school in Iowa is arming itself.
Stunned by the deadly shooting at Perry High School this month, officials at Siouxland Christian School in Sioux City say they will authorize a select group of staff members to carry guns on campus. Superintendent Lindsay Lorich says, quote, we must employ all the tools and resources at our disposal in order to be prepared for the worst-case scenarios. Teachers and children should not be afraid to come to school. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China's new patriotic education law took effect January 1st, and religious freedom advocates are concerned. The legislation specifically states that the government is greater than any faith or deity, and that state law supersedes all religious doctrines. International Christian Concern has reviewed the law and reports that one article requires that all Christians must promote core socialist values and promote the construction of socialist culture with Chinese characteristics. This is SRN News. His identity is no longer a mystery. After more than two decades, another of the World Trade Center 9/11 victims has been named.
New York City's medical examiner has identified John Ballantyne Niven as the 1,650th victim whose remains have been identified from the deadliest act of terrorism on American soil. Roughly 40% of the 2,753 people killed in the attack have yet to have their remains identified. But as DNA testing has evolved, in some cases, scientists have gone back to the same samples 10 or more times, hoping new technology will provide answers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Cargo plane had to make an emergency landing last night at Miami International Airport after an engine failed shortly after takeoff. Atlas Air says the aircraft landed safely after experiencing an engine malfunction soon after departure. More details, SRNNews.com.